1 Samuel chapter 7. Very familiar verses, 1 Samuel 7. I'd like to read verses 11 and 12. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpeh and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone, set it between Mizpeh and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." I want to take our thought this morning from verse 12, where we read of a very specific act of Samuel, a very instructive act, a very encouraging act of Samuel. The setting up of a memorial. We see this as a very common practice of the people of God prior to our text. Remember Noah? After coming off the ark, he built an altar. Abraham, the same. Jacob, Joshua, all erected monuments as reminders of God's gracious intervention in their lives. And now we read, then Samuel, fully aware of the presence and the intervention of the Lord, he took a stone. And I don't believe there was anything special about that stone as to its size, its shape, its color, its beauty. And he took that stone, just an ordinary stone, and set it between Mizpeh and Shen. Took a stone and set it. A very deliberate act. No doubt his heart is filled with wonder, with praise, with thanksgiving, with joy and worship. So there's that stone. Again, though there's nothing special about the stone, the Hebrew name that Samuel gave it was very precious to the people and full of meaning. He takes that stone and he sets it. And then he says, "Ebenezer." Ebenezer. That stone would set as a memorial, a reminder. Ebenezer. "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." He is saying, thus far, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. Our help so far has been of the Lord. This was not a memorial of the victory that they just experienced over the Philistines, but it was a memorial, it was a reminder of the Lord who gave them that victory. Then Samuel took a stone, set it between Mizpeh and Shen, and called it the name of it Ebenezer, saying, no doubt pointing to that stone, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." The central and main focus of the statement is the Lord. "Hitherto hath the Lord." "Hitherto hath the Lord." It was a memorial, a reminder, not merely of what God had just done, but a reminder as to what God had done throughout their lives up to this point. That stone, Ebenezer, declared in symbol the blessings of God in their lives. That stone, Ebenezer, declared in symbol the love, the grace, the mercy, the long-suffering of God in their lives. That stone declared the goodness and faithfulness of God in their lives. That stone declared the power of God in their lives. It declared the intervention of God in their lives. Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. It declared the hand of God in their lives. Not only was Samuel recognizing and appreciating what had taken place, but I believe the people, when Samuel took that stone and set it in its place, pointed to it and declared, Ebenezer, the people also acknowledged and appreciated the hand of God in their lives. I want to speak this morning on the hitherto of God's hand in our life. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, it was an acknowledgement of God in their life. We sing the psalm, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And the second verse of that song says, Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. Every one of us here this morning, hither by thy help I'm come. Not just our help yesterday and today, but all through our life, hither by thy help, I'm come. And I can go all through my life, and you as well, and raise our own Ebenezer. In fact, our lives ought to be marked by Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. I can't tell you how many people have said to me through the years, Brother Dan, I can't do it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I can't do this. I can't do that. A week later, they're still here, still doing it. A year later, 2 years, 3 years. Why? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So we want to look at our text, and then we want to make application to our lives. The text, 1 Samuel 7, will give you some background. And sadly, the happenings prior to our text are a pretty accurate picture of the lives of many of God's people. Prior to the verses that we read, 20 years prior to the event of verses 11 and 12, back in 1 Samuel chapter 4, one of the darkest days in ancient Israel happened. In a single day, Israel not only suffered a terrible military defeat there in chapter 4, verses 2 and 10, but also, that very day, chapter 4, verse 11, the Ark of the Covenant was taken. The Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of God's presence. And with the loss of the Ark of God, Israel was no longer conscious of the presence of the Lord in their lives. At the end of chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, it is twice mentioned, the glory is departed from Israel, for the Ark of God is taken. The glory is departed. What that means is the delight and the beauty of life was gone. Sadly, that's true of many of God's people. The beauty of life, the delight of life is gone. We see in chapter 5, the Philistines brought the Ark of God to Ashdod. And they put it in the house of their false god Dagon. God intervened, causing the false god of Dagon to fall over and to be broken. That scared the Philistines half to death. And they, out of fear, took the Ark of the Covenant and moved it to Gath. And from there, they would carry it to Ekron. And after 7 months, chapter 6, verse 1, the Ark of God was returned to Beth Shemesh. And the Israelites were overjoyed to see the Ark. And there in chapter 6, verse 13, they offered sacrifices, but they desecrated the Ark of the Covenant by opening it and looking inside. Perhaps to see the tables of, to see that the tables of stone were still there. And the result was God killed 50,070 men in one day. Chapter 6, verse 19. As a result, the Israelites sent messengers to Kirjath-Jearim. And these men came and fetched the ark, chapter 7, verse 1. They came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab. And there it would lie neglected and forgotten. And we read in chapter 7, verse 2, that it's now been 20 years. 20 years since that day when the ark of the covenant was taken. Again, that ark represents the presence of God. For 20 years, the people were not conscious of the presence of God in their lives. And in that time frame, they wandered far from God. And they began to serve the foreign gods of Canaanite culture. They lived in constant fear of the Philistine armies. For 20 years, they not only had not sought God, but when they did, they sought Him on their own terms. They had, if you will, their own designer religion, mixing parts of Canaanite religion and culture. And the result was they paid no attention. They made no distinction between God of heaven and the gods of the Canaanites. Like many today, they wanted to set the terms of service. They would set the terms. And as a result, they wandered away from God. They forfeited His blessings. 20 years. 20 years. Be careful what you do in one day. It may turn into 20 years. It may turn even into longer. He tells them in chapter 7, verse 3. He tells them Samuel tells them if they want to experience the blessings of God again, they need to return to Him. He tells them, if you're serious about returning to the Lord, remember they came there to lament their condition. And Samuel says, if you're serious about returning to the Lord, then rid yourself of all the foreign gods. And that's still true today. If you're serious about returning to the Lord, then rid yourself of everything that needs to be ridded. Commit yourselves to the Lord. Serve Him only. And Samuel says, if you do these things, the Lord will bless. The people respond in 1 Samuel 7, verse 4. And they do exactly what Samuel told them to do. In verse 5, Samuel summons the people to Mizpah for a prayer meeting, where he would pray specifically for them. In verse 6, they poured water out before the Lord. That is a symbol of repentance, that their hearts were being poured out in sorrow for their sins, and that they were willing to be spent for the Lord. While all this is going on, the Philistines gather for battle. The people are exceeding fearful. And they make request of Samuel in verses 7 and 8. Pray for us. Samuel, pray for us. And in verse 9, Samuel offered a burnt offering. And then he prayed. And we read, and Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And in verse 2, and Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But God intervened in a mighty way and gave them victory. Which brings us to verse 12. Then Samuel. And we're told what he did. Following the miraculous victory of Israel over the Philistines, Samuel took a stone and he set it and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." With those words, Samuel is affirming, the Lord has been in our lives and the Lord has helped us. He is affirming the Lord is our helper. Help comes in a variety of ways, a variety of forms. Assistance. Relief is a form of help. Restoration. To offer a remedy. These are all forms of help. Preservation. Prevention. Preventing things from coming into our lives. You and I have no idea what God has prevented coming into our lives. Deliverance is a form of help. Provision. Guidance. Direction. Instruction. Enablement. Empowerment. These are all forms of help. And Samuel affirms, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Up to this point, God has been our helper. Hitherto. That word looks backward. Through those 20 years of departure. Through those 20 years of wandering from God. God had helped them. And they didn't even know it. And that's true today. You and I can backslide. You and I can wander. But the Lord helps us without us even knowing it. Hitherto is a look back upon the past. But it's also a look from the past to the present. Hitherto. That the Lord helped us. So it's a statement of affirmation. Is it not also a statement of appreciation? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. It is also a statement of acclamation or celebration. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. But it's also a statement of anticipation. Hitherto is a word that gives ground for you and I to wait and expect and watch for God's help in the future. Hitherto, that the Lord helped us. In this act, we see exaltation. We see thanksgiving. We see praise. We see faith. We see blessed assurance. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Oh, that we would always be aware of God's help. Always be aware of God's intervening hand in our lives. And even when we don't recognize it, be aware that it's there. The help of God. Oh, that we would celebrate such. That we would appreciate such. That we would anticipate the future help of God. So by this act, we see several things. But let's make some personal application to our own lives. You look down the road of your life, as far back as you can remember. It has not been for any of us a straight road. That road winds. That road takes many, many, many turns. So we look down the winding road of our life. And if you were to walk down that road, you would see that there have been many times, there have been many places of alarm, of distress, of difficulties, of trials, of battles, of struggles. There have been victories. And as you walk down that winding road, there are many burdens, many disappointments, many sorrows, and there have been many joys. There have been many oppositions, temptations. The temptations have been numerous. As you walk down that winding road, you see that there's been times and places of health, and there's been times and places of sickness. As you walk down that winding road, and sometimes we need to take a walk down that road. There's a wide variety of needs. Many of them we've forgotten all about. That's why we need to take a stroll every now and then. There have been many storms. Do you remember every storm in your life? No, you don't. That's God helping us, by the way. Do we remember every difficulty of our life? No. That's God helping us also. There have been many deserts, many empty places. There's been furnaces, there's been mountains, there's been valleys, and there's been dead ends where we didn't have anywhere to go. But looking down that winding road and walking down that winding road, you can stop at any place in that road and you can affirm and you can appreciate and celebrate. Hitherto, that the Lord helped us. I would have never got to this spot had not the Lord helped me getting me to that spot. And I would have never moved beyond that spot. But the Lord helped. So you walk down that winding road. And you look down the various avenues of our life. And we see a lot of things. There may have been times of poverty. There may have been times of wealth. There have been times of sickness. There's been times of health. As you look down that road, there's home. And there's time away from home. As you look down the various avenues, you see there's been times with friends. And there's been times when we've been surrounded by enemies. There have been times of dishonor and there have been times of honor. And as you look down the road, or as you stroll down that road, you see that there's been perplexity. There's been times we didn't know what to do. And there's been times of assurance where we knew exactly what to do. Or times when we didn't know what to do, but we were assured that God did. There have been times you look down that road and you see there's sorrow, there's joy, there's defeat, there's triumph. And for you and I that are saved, as you look down that road, however many winds there are in the road, however many turns there are in the road, however many dead ends there are in the road, as you walk down that road, you see times of serving the Lord. And how did we serve God? Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. How many times we've thrown our hands up and said, what's the use? But God helped us. And God got us through. You walk, you stroll down that road and you see it was here that I knelt in prayer and God helped me. It was here that I worshiped the Lord. And God helped me. Oh, you stop anywhere in the road. And we can all affirm the Lord has helped me. Amen. And we ought to appreciate that. Amen. And we ought to celebrate it. In fact, we come here every Sunday to celebrate it. Amen. The Lord. You and I that are saved, we can take a stroll down memory lane. You can stop anywhere along the way. And you can raise an Ebenezer hitherto that the Lord helped us. The fact that we are here today is a manifestation that all along the way, God has helped us in the various seasons of our life. Life has seasons. Life has different chapters. Some are pleasant, some are not. Some are easier than others. But hitherto, the Lord hath helped us. I'm in a different chapter of my life. You're in a different chapter in your life than you were 20 years ago. It's a different chapter. It's a different phase, but God hasn't changed. God is still our helper. Again, the word help conveys the idea of aid and relief. How many times we stop in the road and we can say, God relieved me right there. God cured me right there. God showed me the remedy to my difficulty. Help conveys the idea of preservation. Oh, that you and I could just get a glimpse of what God has preserved us from. We know many things that God has preserved us from. And you can multiply that probably by the millions. What God has preserved us from, what God has prevented from coming into our lives. He goes, let's be honest. For lack of a better word, we've all made some stupid choices in our life. And we've all made some bad decisions. And we've all done the wrong thing from time to time. And the very things that could have ruined us, God prevented in our life. And I think back on that often. I think back on my rebellious teenage years, and God prevented me from doing many things that I would have done that would have ruined my life. I guarantee I wouldn't be standing here today had not God prevented me from doing many things. You think of all the ways God has delivered us. And He delivers us many times we don't even know it. And all the ways that God has provided for us. And all the times that God has given us guidance. and all the times that God has instructed us and corrected us. Those are precious times. God helps also by correcting us, by disciplining us. And how many times when we thought we couldn't go on, God enabled us. We ought to raise our hearts with Ebenezer. Again, the word hitherto looks backward to the past, but it brings us to the present. And throughout the past, up to present, the Lord hath helped us. Hitherto, from past to present, the Lord hath helped us. And that gives us ground for the assurance and anticipation of the Lord's continued help. Hitherto, that the Lord helped us. That gives us a good future. Hitherto, from past to present. But there's more distance to be traveled. We don't know how much more distance we're going to travel. We don't know how many winds there will be in the road. We don't know how many turns there will be. We have no idea. But we do know this. The God who helped us in the past up till this very moment, He's still God. And He'll still help us. There's more distance. None of us know. You take the youngest person here, and their distance to be traveled may be less than the oldest person here. You don't know. You have no idea. And as we travel that distance, there'll be more distresses in life. God delivers us from one distress and we think, oh, man, I'm glad that's over. And you think the rest of life's going to be easy. Oh, no, there'll be more. There'll be more distress. There'll be more difficulties. There'll be more trials. There'll be more battles. There'll be more struggles. There'll be more burdens, disappointments, and sorrow. There'll be more joy. There'll be more spiritual highs, and there'll be more spiritual lows. You say, I'm about as low as I can possibly get. Oh, no, you can get lower. Guarantee it. And you may. There will be more temptations. There will be more sickness. There will be more needs. There will be more time to spend in the Lord's gardens. And there will also be more time spent in the deserts and in the storms and in the furnaces. But hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And that will always be so. And we can go forward with great anticipation and confidence and say with Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 9, he said, behold, the Lord will help me. The Lord will help me. How do you know that? Because of who He is. The Lord will help me. The emphasis is not me, the emphasis is Him. The Lord. And as I look at my history and as you look at your history up until now, the Lord has helped us. He does so by imparting strength and courage. Every single time, I don't think there's ever a time. Before I get up and preach, I pray, Lord, You've got to help me. Help me, Lord, help me, help me, help me. And as I preach all through the message, I'm thinking in my mind, Lord, help me. Help me. And I can look back at all the times that I've gotten up behind the pulpit and preached, and I can raise an Ebenezer to every single one of those times. Hitherto, that the Lord helped me. He does so by strengthening our faith. He helps us by giving us peace. No one can give peace like the Lord. He helps us by consoling us. He helps us by drawing us. And with that being said, may I say, He helps us by allowing us to go through trials. He helps us by sending trials into our lives because He's drawing us to Him. How many times the Lord has given us help by simply reminding us of who He is and what He's done. He gives us help by rebuking us. I'm glad that every now and then the Lord just slaps us upside the head and says, don't do that. Don't do that. That's God's helping us. He helps us by protecting. He helps us by overcoming our foes. And again, by preventing us from doing many things that we would do. And He helps us by putting roadblocks in our way. Because we can be very determined to do the wrong thing. And God puts up one roadblock after another. God helps us by saying no. You helped your children when they said, Daddy, can I go out and play in the street today? No. No. God helps us by saying no. Don't get upset when God says no. That's the Lord helping us. God helps us by bringing us to the end of ourselves. Bringing us to the point where all we can do is lean upon Him. That's God's help. God helps us by holding our hand. Oh, and you go down that winding road and remember all the spots. It was there that God held my hand. It was there that God embraced me. It was there that God picked me up and carried me. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. How many times God has helped us by revealing Himself to us. By revealing His Word to us. How many times God has helped us by reviving our spirits and repairing us spiritually and mending us spiritually. I can look down at my life. There's been times I've been a mess. And I would have ruined my life. But God fixed it. Reviewing our lives, we can affirm and acclaim hitherto that the Lord helped us. And that gives us confidence for the future. Here we are, a people with a sinful nature. And left to ourselves, we will bring destruction and ruin to our lives and to the lives of others. We need God's help. And hitherto, the Lord hath helped us. Here we are, a people that are in a spiritual warfare that involves an enemy that is superior and excels flesh and blood. That enemy is Satan. And he is filled with hatred and enmity and hostility toward God. And he is the very embodiment of evil. And he's powerful. And he's fierce. And he's cruel. He's full of fury. He's savage. He's without any pity or sympathy. And he desires to have dominion and sway over each and every one of us. He's an enticer to that which is contrary to God. He's a provoker of disobedience to God. He's always seeking to get the upper hand in our lives, desiring to turn us aside from what is right and holy. We need help. He has devices to destroy us. He has wiles to deceive us. He strategically lays snares to entrap us. And we are in desperate and constant need of God's help. But do not despair. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And that gives us courage to face our enemy. Not in our own strength, but in the strength of our helper. Here we are, a people in a place of great distress, this world. We're in a place, we're in a time that is perilous. When evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. A time of open defiance of God's authority. An open defiance that has reached every aspect of society. We live in a time where there has been a total breakdown of the foundations of society. Stability, morality, discipline, all things of the past. And here we are in a society more and more heavily mired every day in adultery and fornication, lewdness and perversion, idolatry, and on we could go. We're in desperate and constant need of God's help. And hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto. I've known a lot of people, and you have also, through the years, at one time were faithful, but are no longer. I have known people who have denied everything they once professed. Why wasn't that me? Why wasn't that you? The Lord in His grace has helped us. And based upon who the Lord is, not upon who we are, but based upon who the Lord is, we can go out there and face hell's crowd, and we can go out there and face all the demonic forces and the difficulties and the storms of life, and we can do so with absolute confidence. He's my helper. He's my helper. Don't go out there without God's help. Don't venture on anything without the help of the Lord. Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpe and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer. Ebenezer! Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And it needs to be our habit in life to recognize God's help. Again, there are times we don't even know when God's helping us, but He is. Recognize that fact. Appreciate it. Celebrate it. The Lord has helped me. And the Lord is my helper. That's worth celebrating. Some fool will say, I don't need the Lord's help. Oh, by that statement, you need it more than you think. The Lord is our helper. The psalmist said in Psalm 54 and verse 4, God is my helper. And again, Isaiah, behold, the Lord will help me. Every single day, we need God's help. Some days we realize it more than others. But there in the day that goes by that we don't need God's help. And every single day, He is the help we need. He is the help we need. We need to believe Him. We need to pray to Him. We need to trust Him. Lean upon Him. Walk with Him. Go with Him. Talk to Him. Cast all your care upon Him. For he is the help that you so desperately need. Thank God that we can look down the winding road of our lives, stop anywhere in the road. Hitherto, the Lord helped me. God help us to raise Ebenezers everywhere we go. Hitherto, the Lord helped me. If you're here today without Christ, you need the Lord's salvation. You need it now. You need it desperately. And it is a salvation that is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There is no other way. You need to be saved. You need to be saved today. I cannot save you. No one here can save you. Home Baptist Church cannot save you. But there's one who can. And that's Jesus Christ. Oh, that you'd cry out to him today to save your soul. And for you and I that are saved, oh, how we ought to rejoice. God has helped me. God has helped me. You can look back on many things and say, you know, I don't know how I got through that. Well, we do. You do know. God helped you. God helped you. And I believe we need to remember all the ways in which God has helped us. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse Psalm.